Its designated target then had been the Shadow Master's Shadow Spinner. Later, he had continued improving it so he could use it against Long Shadow. That spear was so darkly beautiful that it seemed a sin to use it just to kill someone. One-Eye took his time collecting himself. He looked up at me. There was less of him than there was when last I had seen him, and even then he had been just a shell of the One-Eye I remembered from when I was young.
No.
Just that one word. None of the usual creative invective or accusations and insults. He did not want to embarrass himself. The results of the stroke were more crippling emotionally than physically. He had been master of his surroundings for 200 years, far beyond the dreams of men. But now he could not count on being able to speak a complete coherent sentence. I'm here. I've got the key. And things have begun to happen already. One-Eye nodded slowly. I hope he understood. There had been a woman in Jaikur. She was 119 when she died, they said. In all my years, I never saw her do anything but sit in a chair and drool. She understood nothing anyone said to her. She had to be changed like a baby. She had to be fed like a baby. I did not want that to happen to One-Eye. He was old and cantankerous and a major pain, more often than not, but he was a fixture of my universe. He was my brother.
That other woman, that married one, she does not have the fire.
His words were a ghost of speech. When he talked, his hands shook too badly to hold his tools. She's afraid to succeed.
And afraid not to. You are busy, little girl.
He beamed because he had gotten that out without much trouble.
You do what you must. But I have to talk to you again. Soon. Before this happens to me again.
He spoke slowly and with great care.
You are the one.
He was tiring. So great was his mental effort. He beckoned me closer, murmured,
"Soldiers live and wonder why."
Someone threw the tent flap back. Brilliant light burst inside. I knew it was Goda without being able to see. Her odor preceded her. "Try not to make him talk too much. He's worn out."
"I have seen this problem before."
Cold, yet civil. More animated than she had been for some time, but still not the caustic, frequently irrational Goda of last year.
"I will be of more value here."
Her accent was much less heavy than usual.
"Go kill someone, stone soldier."
"Been a while since anybody called me that." Goda bowed mockingly as she waddled past.
"Born warrior, soldier of darkness, go forth and conjure the children of the dead from the land of unknown shadows. All evil dies there an endless death."
I stepped outside, baffled.